I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I am Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. So what is I've Decided? Maybe you're wondering if this is your first time tuning in. Well, essentially, it's about you. It is about you and your goals and your dreams, your purpose. What is it that you want to do in this life? We want to go alongside of you, provide you the resources, the education, the motivation, everything that you need in order to be successful in achieving your goals and results. And we have this show that comes on every Sunday morning, and we bring on our business members who are resources for you in helping you be successful, and other guests just to help educate you on things that are happening within our community. Last Sunday, on Easter Sunday morning, we were talking to Kate Hersel of Heartland Doulas and how important it is to have that support if you're thinking about having a baby. And we have Girl Scouts coming on with us and talking about their program and really just all kinds of information to help you be successful and educating you on things that you may not know about that could help you be better. And that's what we're doing here with I've Decided. So I am so grateful that you're taking the time this morning to listen to our show, to tune in, to learn more about this organization. And we want you to get involved. We want you to live a life decided, which simply means that you set your goals and you make your choices based on your purpose and what it is that you really want out of life. And that's what we're doing, building that culture of people who live decided. You can learn more about us if you check out our website at ivedecided.org. And I always, always love to hear from you. You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. All right, well, we are just going to roll right in and we're going to continue on our journey here of our kids series. And my special guest today is Dr. Christine Haynes, who is awesome. And her, along with her husband, Dr. Kyle Haynes, own Haynes Family Chiropractic here in Peoria. So thank you, Dr. Christine, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Oh, I'm so excited. And we're just going to continue. We've been talking before we started recording the show. We were just talking about how your love of children, your love of little kids and babies and that special chiropractic care, and why it's so important to get them in early. So let's just get that off the table, because I know some people are like, kids and chiropractic care, it's kind of scary. But you said something that really intrigued me, and I totally believe it, and help the audience understand why it's safe and why they should have their kids.
Yeah, chiropractic for kids is where my passion is at. I love taking care of kids. They bring so much joy to my life. But what is really important is the nervous system controls every cell, tissue, and organ function in the body. If your nervous system is not functioning optimally, you're not going to function optimally. So for kids, that very beginning, the birth process can be a topic or a time when their nervous system can be injured. So we want to make sure to check that and heal it naturally so that the rest of their life they can lead healthy, happy lives. The first 2 years of an infant's life, their spine will double in length. So just like when a tree grows, you want to make sure that tree grows nice and tall and straight. Same with the spine. If there's a kink in it, it's going to start getting swayed and wobbly, and it'll become harder and harder to fix as you age.
As they age. And it's just like anything, when they're little, their bones are even soft, right? So you can manipulate it. Even, I mean, that word kind of sounds scary. Maybe I shouldn't use that word, but you know what I mean.
We call it adjust.
It's an adjust. Okay, adjust, not manipulate. So you can adjust a little easier, right?
Yeah, it's a lot different. So in school, we are taught how to take care of kids, but some of us, we go on to take extra schooling. and learn how to better care for the child's spine. So there's different moves or what we call adjustments that you would not do on a baby or an infant or even a small kid because their bones aren't formed fully yet. We like to say the amount of force it's used to adjust a baby is about as much force as you'd use to check a ripe tomato, just very gentle. If you don't know what you're doing, though, you don't want to be going and pushing on the baby's spine, right? So you want somebody that's trained to know to find areas of injury or what we call subluxation to improve that function.
So let's be very clear. You do have that training.
I do.
And we were just talking about your own little munchkin.
Yeah.
You had your first baby 13 months ago. He just turned 13 months old.
Yeah, Declan, he's my little joy. I love him so much. He's taught me so much just from the time of becoming pregnant to birth and to now. And my I feel like my knowledge of taking care of kids has just exploded because of it.
I bet. And now you're actually having the opportunity to work on your own child.
Yeah, it's fun. He's a little bit more hard to deal with than most of my patients because he knows how to push my buttons. But yeah, there is a thing called dura in your body. And dura is like you can think of it kind of like a pillowcase going over, sliding over a pillow. We have dura that protects the bones in the skull, then it attaches to the top two bones in the neck, and it also attaches in the pelvis called the sacrum and coccyx. And I noticed about 10 months old that Declan was having a lot of issues with his dural meningeal system, which removes waste from the nervous system and brings nutrients, which is really critically important to have healthy now. So because of him, I keep diving further and further into my training and my knowledge of how to take care of kids. And lucky for me, now he doesn't have those issues where any other kind of doctor, you don't even do those checks. So you wouldn't know, and maybe ever, but you might end up with all these health issues and not know why.
And the other thing you said is that because you believe, obviously, and I do too, that because of Declan's chiropractic care, since you said, how old was he when he got his first adjustment?
He got checked 2 hours after a really long labor.
Which, but it is so funny. It's such a small world.
Yeah, Kate Hursel, she was my doula.
You just said, did you know Kate Hursel was my doula?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she was just on the show last week.
Love her. Highly recommend her.
Yes, I do too. She is so passionate about what she does. And it's so funny because her little story was, you know, after having her first birth, mm-hmm. she was like, Googled, like, how to make this better. And
yeah.
that's how she, you know, I'm like, Kate, only you would do that.
Yeah.
You know, from your birthing hospital room, sign up to become a doula.
Yeah.
But that was a few years ago. And that's awesome. And so just another little shout out for Kate. And Kate is definitely an amazing resource of I've Decided. But so are you and Dr. Kyle at Haynes Family Chiropractic Care, and we are so thankful for that. And I just love, though, how Peoria is that small, big town, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like that 6 degrees. You're one person away from knowing everybody, isn't it true?
Yeah.
So awesome. All right, so your little Declan, who's 13 months old now, was 2 hours old when you checked him out for, or probably not you, maybe Dr. Kyle.
My husband did. Yeah, he got that honor.
Checked him out for the first time.
Yeah, when kids, they heal so much quicker than adults, so they really don't need as much care unless they had a very traumatic injury. So Declan, we check him maybe once a week, once every other week, just to make sure. That doesn't mean we're adjusting him every time, but just to make sure that he's growing nice and straight, per se.
But plus, too, you said that that he hasn't had any sicknesses, or hadn't had to take any medications.
Yeah, so a lot of times parents will bring their babies into a chiropractor because they're having issues like colic, hyperreflux, ear infections. And with Declan, we haven't seen those things, luckily. He's had a few colds with teething, but nothing serious that his body can't deal with.
No colic, no crying fits all the time.
No, it's kind of funny. We get told he's one of the happiest babies, and I like to believe that it's because he's under chiropractic care.
Hey, I believe it. I think it's true. I mean, there's something to be said about it. You know, someone might say, oh, no, that's just a coincidence. But come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can write a lot of things off as coincidences. But It's just not true. There's usually reasons behind it. And the thing that I love about chiropractic care is it gets to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not just like putting a Band-Aid over something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our philosophy, getting to the cause of issues. And like we mentioned earlier, nervous system controls everything. So if something's off in your body, it's going to start showing signs of symptoms, and then that will lead to what we call dis-ease. And so we need to look at the nervous system and where it's not functioning right, causing those symptoms and disease.
Yes. Awesome. So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to my guest, Dr. Christine Haynes of Haynes Family Chiropractic Care here in Peoria. And we are just talking about those little kids and how important it is to get them in to seeing a chiropractor as early for some babies as 2 hours old. I know that's not pretty typical. Most babies that are born don't have parents who are both chiropractors. But for what's more reasonable for that person, you know, who is coming home from the hospital and their husband is not a chiropractor and they're not a chiropractor, like when would you say you would really like to see that newborn baby?
No longer than a month out. A lot of times women will end up becoming patients while they're pregnant because it can help them not only feel better during pregnancy, but it can actually help with shorter labor times. And then a lot of times if you're already a client in our office, we'll do a house call after the baby's born just to check and make sure everything's okay. Otherwise, I know how it is being a new mom. It's hard to get out. And so, you know, try to get it there in the first month.
So you'll even go out to their house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just went maybe 2 weeks ago, and I could have gone right when the baby was born, but I decided to wait till about 6:30 in the morning, and it was less than 12 hours old.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome mm-hmm. to know. I mean, see how we educate you, and I've decided? Yeah. I mean, seriously, who knew that you could have a chiropractor, or there was a chiropractor that would actually come and make a house call after your baby's born? That's fantastic, Dr. Christine. Awesome. Okay, so I've got so many questions for you. For starters, let's talk about your practice here in Peoria. You guys are located over on Willow Knolls.
Yep, we're on Willow Knolls where it meets university. We just turned 3 years old April 1st. We practiced for Montana for a couple years after we graduated, but my husband grew up in Peoria and we wanted to be closer to family and friends. So we moved home and we're really happy here and just keep meeting great people like you and great things like I've decided where it can connect people to really meet their goals and become better people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys have been in practice here for 3 years, mm-hmm. just had your 3-year anniversary.
Yes, we did.
That's awesome. And of course, Dr. Kyle is a Peorian.
Yeah.
And so you guys are back here with the family and I love it because it's local. You know, you're giving back, and I love the fact that you guys did not hesitate for a second on coming on board with I've Decided. And really, I think you guys have been members now for over 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so you got signed up really quickly as a part of our program. I remember our conversation. You were like, yes, this is exactly what we want to be a part of.
Yes, I think I met you just after your very first motivational conference. And then right after that, we've been on board.
Yeah, and it's been great. And we love having you guys as a resource and being able to provide this information to the community. And you know what, guys? That's what we're doing. That's what I've Decided is all about. So you need to get connected with us. If you are just tuning in, this is I've Decided Radio Show. And I'm Kim Martin, the founder of I've Decided and host of the show. And every Sunday, we bring on a resource for you to help educate, motivate, encourage, and inspire you to be better and to be successful in your goals, whatever it is. We provide events in the community that you can be a part of. We have a motivational conference. We actually have 3 now, a full day conference, 2 half day conferences throughout the year so that we can go alongside of you, give you accountability and make sure that we follow you in achieving success. And then of course we do our I've Decided to Run, which is a training program designed specifically for beginners, and our I've Decided to Ride, which is a cycling program. So we got all kinds of fun things happening. So please be sure to check us out at ivedecided.org. You can find Dr. Christine's information on our website as well. Click on resources and they're listed there. You can get their contact information. In case you're driving, we don't want you to get out a pen and start writing and driving. So in case you're driving and you don't catch the phone number or the email, you can go to ivedecided.org at your convenience and just look it up from there and be able to reach right out to Dr. Christine. So you are located on Willow Knolls Road. We said that. And then how can they contact you? Your phone number or email? What's the best way?
Yeah, best way to contact us is by our phone number. So 839-8238. Otherwise, you can look us up on our website, HanesFamilyChiropractic.com. We also have a Facebook page. If you email us, it's hit or miss. Usually we're running around so busy that we don't get to check it till the end of the day. So again, just give us a call at 839-8238.
Awesome. And so what would a person expect when they come into your lovely facility for the first time? So maybe there's somebody listening that's really needing to see a chiropractor, but they're scared and they're nervous, and maybe they've heard that, you know, they've got had a bad experience or something. So, and they're just a little nervous, but they want to come in. So help them relax.
Yeah.
What can they expect?
Yeah. Well, we offer free consultations in our office. We do that so you can have your questions answered. And we also want to make sure that it's a good fit, that it's something we think we can help you with. If you're an adult, that first visit, we do a consultation. If we move forward, we would do an exam. So we spend 90 minutes. There's no adjustment the first visit because we want to make sure we get all the information. If you're a baby, we'll spend the same time, and most likely there might be an adjustment because I know how hard it is to get out with a baby.
Right.
Being a mom, okay? But my husband and I, we do a specialty called Blair Upper Cervical Technique, and it's just a different way to look at the top few bones in the neck. It's a very gentle type of an adjustment, but it is really specific and powerful. So a lot of times when we hear people have had a bad experience with chiropractic care in the past, or they're really nervous, they usually use the words, I'm afraid to have my neck twisted or cracked. We don't typically adjust in that style. So you're in a neutral position. It's really gentle. A lot of times people will even wonder, did they do anything? And then they come back the next day for the report of findings, and they are amazed at how much has already changed in such a short amount of time when they've had these issues for years. So at our office, we try to make it a friendly environment. Kids are always running around. We want you to feel relaxed and basically family. We want you to feel comfortable there.
And you guys, I think this is so cool. Write personal thank you letters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's awesome. I'm terrible at that. Yeah. In fact, it's motivated me to try to do a better job at writing personal thank you cards, because who does that anymore?
I know.
But I always love it when I get a note in the mail, because when you guys get a referral or, you know, something great happens, you send me a thank you card in the mail. And it's awesome.
Thanks. See, yeah. Sometimes I'm up in the middle of the night just writing those thank you cards, but they are so important for our generation too, where I feel like everything is becoming more technologically based, and texts and emails. To have something handwritten is just a little nice.
It's like a special thing there. I love it. And here's the other cool thing. You guys are like married. You're like, Dr. Kyle and Dr. Christine, and truly it's like Ken and Barbie. You should see them. I'm not even joking. So it's amazing. Aww. And how does that, tell us about that. I know we're all dying to
know.
Do you just give each other adjustments? Like, do you talk chiropractic all the time?
Yes, I mean, yes and yes, yes. It gets a little ridiculous. We have to turn it off when we go home and try not to talk about it, especially as Declan gets older and he's going to be able to talk back. But it's pretty awesome. I met Kyle when we were in school, and when you're in chiropractic school, you have every single class together and you're taking over 30 credit hours at once. So for us, it's never been any different. We've always been together. And so when I get to work with him, it's just fun. I get to bounce ideas off of him. And if I'm having trouble just really trying to figure something out, he'll give me insight, and the same goes both ways. It's fun. I get to hang out with my husband all the time, and we get to decide when we're at work and when we're not, and it's great.
That is awesome. And then you guys have your little munchkin. You can bring him in sometime, and he's probably going to be able to give people adjustments by the time he's 10.
I know.
A lifetime of school.
Yeah, Kyle hopes that he's going to take over the business one day.
Well, there's a There's a slightly good chance. It could go either way, though. I hate to tell you, because he might be like, I'm never doing anything if he gets too much of it in his life. But chances are he'll be, you guys are pretty passionate people.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kyle, he's just like crazy passionate about the chiropractic care.
Yeah, you know, where my passions are with kids and women's health, his passion is with nutrition, cellular health, but also the spinal hygiene. And so, you know, we all get drawn to the people we want to work with, and it kind of works out perfectly because we both have our own little pockets. So even though we work together, we see very unique cases side by side, and it's just so nice having somebody you can bounce ideas back and forth.
And then you guys can probably also determine which one of you would be able to provide the best care.
Yeah, we do that. That's why we think it's so important to have that complimentary consultation, because if, say, somebody brings in a kid and they're having all these cranial issues, which are the bones in the head, we have over 20 bones in the head, and when we go through the birthing process, these bones overlap, or they should, and then they should expand, kind of like a big on button, right? Well, depending on how you're born, if you're born vaginally or cesarean, it can change how those bones move or don't move, and then they can affect your health. That's not really my husband's cup of tea. So if in the consultation he thinks that that is what the person needs, he'll refer them to me. Or if somebody has an extremity issue, that's getting referred to my husband. He loves working on shoulders and knees and ankles and wrists. And I just like working on babies and moms.
So that's cool, though. So you hit like this, the whole targeted market between the two of you.
Yeah.
And that's really awesome. So just general chiropractic care. Mm-hmm. How often should someone, you know, if you don't have problems, mm-hmm. like me, for example, I really don't have a lot of issues, mm-hmm. But I probably should get an adjustment. So, like, what would you recommend for preventative care? Like, just someone needing to get an adjustment just to kind of, as we age, mm-hmm. make sure we...
Yeah, it's good spinal hygiene. You can think about it like brushing your teeth prevents tooth decay. Chiropractic care should prevent spinal decay. So everybody is unique. Again, depending on how many injuries you've had in the past, your stress levels, what your diet's like, where you're at in life, your age, all that will depend. I would say don't go more than a month. Research shows that when the joint where two bones meet together are misaligned, what chiropractors correct, vertebral subluxation complex, that will start to cause degenerative arthritic changes within 5 days or less. So if you know, you think I feel great, but you're walking around subluxated without any symptoms, because pain's only 10% of your nervous system or less, you don't have to have pain to be subluxated, then you could be going for a long time with these issues that are deteriorating your health to the point where you might come in and you're 50, 60 years old and you have all this spinal arthritis that we can't reverse, but we can help either maintain it or prevent it from getting worse.
But you could, if you would have come in and been having preventative care, it wouldn't get there.
Like a baby.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's the hope.
It's like having, you wait till it's, you really can't reverse it. You can help prevent some of the pain at that point. But, you know, talking about statistics and research, to get people to change, right, is very difficult. Mm-hmm. In fact, the research shows that unless people feel some type of a pain, whether it be physically, emotionally, or financially, they really don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. Well, chiropractic philosophy, we look at the three stressors in life. We call it the three T's, traumas, thoughts, or toxins. So unless somebody has some kind of trauma, like a big car accident or repetitive trauma where you're sitting at a desk all day, thoughts, if you're under a lot of emotional stress, or toxins, what you put in or on your body, if those are all making you happy and you feel fine, you're probably not going to come in and see me. But if something finally hits that tipping point where you're not, something's not right, like we talked about, leading to symptoms and disease, that's usually when people seek care.
Yeah. I have that happen at Curves too. No. You know, they come in, and by then, when they come in, it's not that it can't be reversed. It's never too late to start living a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I have women proven that every day. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely never too late to start living a healthy lifestyle, no matter how old you are.
Same with chiropractic, yeah. Our really? Oldest patient is 99.
Oh, 99? Mm-hmm. How cool is that? You got me beat. Mine's almost 90. It's so great to see her working out, too. I love it, you know. Awesome. But the thing is that it's just going to become harder and harder. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's never too late, but boy, it does get hard. And so, you know, one of my biggest goals in building this culture of people who live decided mm-hmm. is for them to see that they don't have to wait to feel the pain mm-hmm. to make the change. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be a different world if people would make the changes before the pain comes? Mm-hmm. I mean, just imagine.
That's my hope, is to educate enough people that we can start helping heal our children before it gets too bad.
Because we know what the statistics say about our children right now, right? And that's very scary as moms like us. I know you've got a little dude. Mine are teenagers. You just wait to see how fast they grow, Dr. Christine. You're just going to be amazed. And next thing, you're going to open your eyes. My oldest daughter will be 15 in July. She's going to be taking her driver's ed this summer. I'm like, ah! And then my youngest turns 13. And it's just like how quickly they grow and change. And really, I don't even like to talk about these statistics, because as a mom, it just crushes my heart. Mm-hmm. But I can even see it in my own kids. I have to really watch them and their health. But kids are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes as early as 10 and 12 years old.
I know. I've seen kids, because of cell phones and iPads, they're starting to have arthritis in their neck at the age of 10.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. We call it tech neck, where you're looking down all the time.
Tech neck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's amazing. It, you know, all these changes with new changes brings about new issues, right? Mm-hmm. And so we just have to be aware and do that preventative care.
Yeah, live purposefully.
Yes, live purposefully. I love that. And so we want to encourage you. If you are listening to this show and you're intrigued at all about chiropractic care, or maybe you want to have a consultation with Dr. Christine because maybe you have chiropractic care, but you haven't ever put your child in chiropractic care, and now you've found someone like Dr. Christine who is an expert in this area, and you want to talk to her about that. That's, you know, you said it's very important that your chiropractor really does specialize with children, that they have that experience.
I think it's a good idea. In school, we all learn how to take care of all ages, but it's just that extra knowledge that you're going to want for your kids, because you want the best for your kids. And to have somebody who's gone and taken extra schooling to make sure that it's safe and correct is really important.
And not just that, but the passion. Yeah. Your love for those babies,
yeah.
Right? Your natural concern and care and love for those children. Mm-hmm. That changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
And if you meet her, you will see it right away. You are just so great at what you do.
Thanks.
So passionate, Dr. Christine. We're so blessed to have you guys on board as a resource.
Yeah, for thanks
I've decided.
For having us.
I know. I told you how fast this half hour would go. I know. It's unbelievable. So shout out that phone number one more time. Give them a call. Come do your free consultation. Get to know these fine folks over at Haynes Family Chiropractic Care, Dr. Christine, Dr. Kyle. You will love them. So I want to encourage you to call them.
Thanks. Yeah, give us a call, 839-8238, or find us on Facebook or our website, Haynes Family Chiropractic in Peoria.
Awesome. And keep tuning in to I've Decided Radio every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. I love hearing from you. You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. Get involved with our community. Become a part of our culture of living a life decided. It will change things for you. So join us, okay? All right, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will look forward to being with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?